This is an extract from the Nature podcast. For the full show, head to nature.com/nature/podcast.
We know modern humans evolved in Africa, but how far back does the human story go? A pair of studies appearing in Nature analysed some new fossils from an abandoned mining site in Morocco and pinned down their age. Kerry explains.
Archaeology and mining have a love-hate relationship. Often mining operations can turn up fossils, like in the 1920s when an Australopithecus skull was exploded out of some rock in South Africa. But they can also wreak havoc with the structure of a site and obscure valuable evidence. In April this year, paleontologists in China protested when they found a phosphate mine was destroying a site where some early fossil animals were found. So guess what happened in Morocco in the early 1960s? West of Marrakesh, there's an area called Jebel Irhoud, a hilly, dry landscape with views towards the Atlas Mountains in the distance. Here in 1960, a company mining barite found a cave, and in among the rubble, an ancient-looking human skull.
And they gave it to the local medical doctor that was working for the mine.
Telling the story, archaeologist Jean-Jacques Hublin.
In the following years, there were rather wild excavation. And it was mostly gathering stone tools and bones found by the workers.
A local archaeologist concluded that the skull was some kind of weird African Neanderthal. And then, done with their project, the mining company dumped all the surplus rock and dirt right where they'd got it from. And the site was abandoned. Forty years later, Jean-Jacques Hublin found his mind returning to the site. He'd seen some of the remains years before and wanted to go back for more. But the first job they had was rather unorthodox.
First to build a road to go there and then to bring a bulldozer to clean 200 cubic meters of rocks and dirt.
Hublin's main aim was to find a more robust age for the site, which before had been pegged between 80,000 and 160,000 years old. The age was a puzzle because of what the Jebel Irhoud bones looked like. They were a mix of modern-looking traits, like their face structure, for example.
The face is basically the face of somebody you could meet in the street today.
And primitive traits, like the shape of the brain case. The mix of features didn't seem to slot easily into the date range.
People came with all sorts of, I would say, funny ideas about that they were some kind of African Neanderthals or maybe hybrids of Neanderthals and modern humans, when in the rest of Africa you already had humans very close to us.
But when Hublin and a team of colleagues returned to the puzzle of Jebel Irhoud, they were able to come up with a date that made much more sense. The remains are 300,000 years old, 100,000 years older than the previous oldest Homo sapiens remains, and placing humans earlier and more widespread in Africa than previously thought. This isn't a backwater population of archaic humans, but a snapshot of what our species probably looked like 300,000 years back in time.
So it was a big wow. And it was a big wow because first it changed completely the ideas we had about the chronology of the site. And we quickly understood that what we had grabbed was a very early phase of the evolution of our own species.
By then, Hublin suggests, the face had already modernized, but the brain lagged behind.
You know, in general, humans, and especially paleoanthropologists, they like to think that, you know, everything starts with the brain. And the reality is totally different. So we here have a situation where the brain is sort of lagging behind other parts of the anatomy, like the face.
That was Jean-Jacques Hublin. Joining me now in the studio to explore what this means for human evolution more generally is Nature's editor, Henry G. Henry, first of all, just go over what the new finds are and the context that they add.
We now know that the Jebel Irhoud Homo sapiens were 300,000 years old at least, showing that modern humans lived in Africa for a very long time. This puts other finds into context. There has been a skull at a place called Florisbad in South Africa, which seems to be quite old and sort of modern human, and nobody's really quite believed it. But now the Jebel Irhoud finds set that into context.
Does this suggest to you or to researchers in the field that modern humans have been modern for longer than we thought they had?
Yes, but of course, 300,000 years old is a long time, so, you know, modern is a relative term. Certainly more modern than Neanderthals or, well, let's say more like us than Neanderthals or Homo erectus or other ones. So what it shows is a very, very long pedigree, specifically of Homo sapiens in Africa.
So this pushes back the date of Homo sapiens being all over Africa. Presumably they got there because there wasn't a Sahara Desert at this point?
Yes, that's correct. The Sahara Desert hasn't always been as deserty. It has been quite dry and arid at several times in the past, but also it's been quite lush.
Nature editor Henry G. For archaeologist Jean-Jacques, Jebel Ehud has been about the journey of the human species, but it's also been a personal one.
Well, I must say I'm very emotional about that. First of all, I was born in North Africa, and when I was a child, I was had to flee Algeria and move back to France. And so it has a lot of emotional load to return to the Maghreb to do my work. And now to see that we came to such an amazing conclusion after this very long journey, it blows my mind somehow.
That was Jean-Jacques Hublin, who's at the Max Planck Institute for Evolutionary Anthropology in Leipzig, Germany. Both papers are at nature.com/nature. There's also a News and Views article and a news story helping to analyse the results.